الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا من اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, this is the last ayat of Surah Al Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers and says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who have iman, isbiru, be patient, adopt sabr. So sabr, literally, it means to tie something, to fetter, to shackle or to tie something. This is the literal meaning of sabr in Arabic language. It means to tie up. So generally we translate it as patience, but it has a much more vast meaning than that. And ulama have explained different forms of sabr. One is sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person ties himself up. He doesn't allow himself to lose control, but he binds himself to the Sharia, to the commands of Allah, to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a simple example is a person daily gets up for Fajr Salah. So he doesn't just allow himself just to sleep, but he controls himself, he sets his alarm, he makes an effort to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes an all-out effort, he controls himself, he just doesn't allow himself to sleep through Fajr Salah. So this is sabr, sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then another form of sabr is sabr anil ma'asi, or patience with regard to staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here again a person binds himself. He doesn't just allow his eyes to go out of control. He doesn't allow his ears to go out of control. His tongue, he doesn't just let his tongue go out of control, but he binds it, ties it up, he restrains it, so that it may conform to the commands of Allah and the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is sabr with regards to staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the third form of sabr is sabr in the bala, or sabr at the time of some decree of Allah, some calamity that may strike. So a person at that time, he takes a hold of himself. He ties himself up. He doesn't just let loose, he doesn't let his emotions go free. But he understands that whatever it is, whether it's good or bad, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the time of that calamity that may afflict, may Allah ta'ala grant us afiyat, but some calamity takes place, some difficulty, some test from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person controls himself. Yes, he may feel sad, he may tear, as was shown to us by the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he will never let loose of himself. He won't let go of himself and now utter words against the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the decision of Allah, he won't be displeased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sabr at the time of bala. So this is, sabr is something that Allah ta'ala has commanded us, and is something that is imperative and required at all times in our lives. Teachers are in need of sabr at the time of teaching their children, educating their children. There is a need of sabr. There is a need of control. Employers are in need of sabr. Employees are in need of sabr, or patience, at the time of going for their work and carrying out their duties in the proper way. Students are in need of sabr. They need to control themselves, make sure that they do their homework, get their studies done, tie themselves up. So this sabr is an important ingredient of every human being's life. So Allah Ta'ala commands us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْبِرُوا. O those who have iman, be patient. Adopt sabr. And in the circumstances that we see around us, the difficulty that the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going through, all the hardships and difficulties. So again, the importance of sabr, being patient, never being displeased with the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Always being pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person adopts sabr. And for this sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted such great rewards. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that those who have sabr, Allah ta'ala will pay them back in full without any counting. That means there will be no limit to the rewards that a person can achieve by means of sabr, by means of patience. So there's great reward also for sabr. And even in the Quran Sharif, when Allah Ta'ala has instructed us to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala also couples it with sabr. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person's dua is accepted as long as he is not hasty. As long as he's not hasty. So the Sahaba asked, what is meant by being hasty, O Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something to this effect, that a person makes dua, and he makes dua, and then he says, no, my dua is not being accepted, and he leaves out dua. So this is being hasty. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran Sharif, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help with sabr and with salah. Seek help by means of patience and by means of salah. Turn to Allah, make salah, salatul hajat, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But be patient also. Persevere. Keep making dua. Keep turning to Allah. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam advised the Bani Israel when they were being persecuted by Fir'aun the tyrant, so what did he say to them? He said, وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْبِرُوا. He said to them, seek help from Allah, but be patient, make sabr. اِسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ. Keep the du'as going. Your du'as will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But be patient. وَاسْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. The earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else. So seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be patient. And as a result of this sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us leadership also in this world. Allah ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. We made amongst them leaders who guide people with our commands. But when? When they made sabr. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. So this sabr is a very important command and instruction that we need to be implementing at all times in our life. Further, Allah Ta'ala says in the ayat, وَصَابِرُوا. And outdo your enemies in patience. وَصَابِرُوا. This is one step further, and it's also included in sabr, but it means outdo the enemies in patience. They will also be adopting patience to a level. They will also be enduring. But you need to have such a level of sabr that you outdo them in your sabr. وَصَابِرُوا. So outdo them in the sabr. وَصَابِرُوا. So this is when facing the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of war, at the time of difficulty, at the time of combat, at the time of facing some enemies of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, wasabiru, that outdo them in sabr. Persevere and outdo them in sabr. Like in one ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, in takunu ta'lamun, if you are in pain, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ, they are also in pain like how you are in pain. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ, but you have hope in Allah what they don't have hope for. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ, so we have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the akhirat in front of us. So we have all the more reason why we should endure. And why should we should outdo them in sabr? وَصَابِرُوا. And then Allah Ta'ala says in this next part of the ayat, وَرَابِطُوا, and guard your borders. Guard your borders. وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا, guard your borders. So one is physically patrolling and guarding the borders of the ummah, or guarding the borders of Islam, warabitu. So this is also required. And for that, obviously, there is need for physical preparation as well. Warabitu. There is need for physical preparation, that a person needs to prepare himself physically as well. Whatever he can, whatever is within his ability. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ, prepare for them, for the enemies, whatever you are able of strength. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ, whatever is within your capacity. So, are we doing whatever is in our capacity? Each one of us must question ourselves. Am I doing whatever is in my ability? Am I preparing myself? So physically, how am I preparing myself? One of our pious ulama and elders, he used to say that whenever he does his morning walk, which is for his physical fitness, he also makes the niyat of i'adad, of fulfilling this command of Allah, that prepare for them whatever you are able of strength. So when we're doing our daily exercise, then at that time also make the niyat of i'adad, that I also, Allah, want to make ribat, I want to guard the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I also want to be a murabit. I also want to be a mujahid. So make that type of niyat. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So make this niyat of ribat. So one is physical preparation. There are so many rewards for ribat, or guarding the borders of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith of Sahih Bukhari, ribatu yawmin fi sabilillah khairum min ad-dunya wa ma 'alayha, that ribat, or guarding the borders for one day in the path of Allah, is better than the whole world and whatever is upon this earth. So you can imagine our mujahideen brothers, murabiteen, who are guarding the borders of Islam in Gaza and in other parts of the world, wherever they are making ribat, can you imagine what type of reward they will be receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the face and in the consequence, in the face of the enemy that they are facing, with their lives in danger? Ribatu yawmin is better than whatever is in the dunya and whatever it contains. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith that every amal of a person comes to an end. Every amal comes to an end. Illa al-murabit, except for a murabit, someone who is guarding the borders of Islam, that his amal continue for him. Even after he passes away, his amal, his actions continue coming for him. And his rizq also comes to him continuously. And he is protected from the punishment of the grave. So this is such a great reward for ribat. Every other sadaqah jariyah, as long as that action that you have done is still existing, for example, you built a masjid, that masjid is there, is being used, then as long as it's there, you may have passed away, you will receive the reward. But if that masjid is not there, then you are not going to receive that reward anymore. But with ribat, the ulama have mentioned, this is such an amal rewarding action that a person can ever achieve. With ribat, even the person does that amal, he does it for a day or a night, and thereafter he passes away, then that reward continuously comes to him. It's continuous for him. Forever and ever, he will receive that reward. So this is the great amal of ribat. So we must also aspire towards that. We may not be there, but we make niyat, we prepare ourselves, learn skills, learn to use weapons, use that, train our children, prepare ourselves for ribat in the path of Allah. With this intention, with that niyat. So that's physical ribat. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also taught us form of ribat as well. In a hadith of Sahih Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, should I not show you such an action by means of which your sins will be wiped out and وَيَرْفَعُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتِ, your stages will be raised in the akhirat. وَيَرْفَعُ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتِ. So the Sahaba were always eager. So they said, Bala ya Rasulullah, indeed, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show us. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these amal, and these are amals which all of us can do. We may not be on the border over there, but we can do this form of ribat as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isbahul wudu ala al-makari, to make a perfect wudu despite the difficult conditions. So it may be very cold, and a person needs to make wudu, so he still makes the wudu. Or there may be some difficulty, a person may be old, maybe a person may be sick, but he's still making that wudu. Isbahul wudu ala al-makari. That's one. Wa kathratul khuta ila al-masajid. Abundant steps to the masjid. Keep going to the masjid. A person going to and fro to the masjid all the time. Wa kathratul khuta ila al-masajid. And thirdly, wa intidharu as-salah ba'da as-salah. Waiting for one salah after the next salah. So one is a person, perhaps physically he remains, he reads Asr Salah, and he remains in the masjid and he waits for the Maghrib Salah. And it can also refer to, a person reads his Jumu'ah now, but he's waiting next, when is Asr time coming, so I can come back to the masjid and fulfill this command of Allah. So waiting for one salah after the next salah. So this link to the masjid and perpetual connection to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has classified it like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاتِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاتِ فَذَلِكُمُ الرِّبَاتِ. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated that. This is also ribat. This is also ribat. This is also ribat. This is also a form of guarding the borders of Islam. So one of the great ulama, Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah, he mentioned, after mentioning this hadith, he says that it is hoped that the same reward that the murabit, that we, one we talked about, who's doing the physical ribat, that he will get. Inshallah, this murabit, who is guarding the spiritual borders of Islam, or the spiritual borders, he will also, inshallah, achieve the same kind of reward. So we also can achieve this kind of reward. Finally, the ayat concludes, Wattaqullah. O believers, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adopt the taqwa of Allah, which simply means carrying out the commands and staying away from the prohibitions with this in your mind and consciously that Allah Ta'ala is watching me at all times. So this is taqwa. Adopt taqwa in all your affairs. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may succeed. So beloved brothers, respected elders, this last ayat of Surah Ali Imran has a solution to our problems as an ummah and is beautiful advice that Allah Ta'ala has left us with at the end of Surah Ali Imran. O believers, adopt sabr in all its forms. Wasabiru, outdo the enemies of Allah in perseverance. Warabitu, physically guard the borders of Islam. Spiritually guard your spiritual borders of Islam, your capital of Iman. Guard that by means of connection to the masjid and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala concludes, and adopt the taqwa of Allah so that you may gain success. May Allah ta'ala bless us all with these beautiful qualities and grant us success in dunya and akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.